From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
We get a lot of DMs every single day. Thank you very much for sending them in. Eventually, they make their way over to Deepa.
Deepa, what do we have in the DMs today? What do people want to know?
Okay, so this one comes from Iman, and this is a question for Mocha. Iman says, you mentioned before that you listen to so many podcasts and audiobooks and work out religiously. You also spend your days at the studio, but spend quality time with your family after work too. When do you fit in time for all of these things? There are just so many books and podcasts I also want to listen to, but it feels like my toddler takes up my entire day. How do you do it?
Podcasts I listen to on the drive into work and on the way home. So I'm by myself. Mm-hmm. Working out, I do like maybe 3 days a week, and it's only like 20, 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that happens during the day when my son is at school.
Okay, yep.
Right? And then when he gets home, when we pick him up from school, then I have like 3-4 hours with him then, mm-hmm. and then I go to bed. So like it's usually during the day when I'm not being a dad.
Right.
And then the studio stuff, a lot of it I do before we actually start the show. So I come in earlier mm-hmm. and do a lot of the stuff before the show, and then I spend a little bit of time after the show. So all of it takes place when Cruz is at school.
Hmm. Cool. Yeah, it's a good schedule. It's a good schedule because you go to bed early.
7:30 every night.
7:30.
Whoa.
Jeez, that's early.
Did you have to fall into a routine, though, like to get yourself to like, okay, 20 minutes here, 30 minutes here, or did that just kind of come naturally to you?
It's all just time management. Mm-hmm. No, I'm still tired throughout the day, like every single day.
Yeah.
No matter what, no matter how much sleep I get, I'm still tired.
When you go to bed, you miss Jeopardy.
Yeah, I know.
I miss everything.
He misses everything.
Everything. The only time I stay awake, truthfully, because you guys know me, I'm a huge football fan. I will stay awake for Super Bowl. I will stay awake later for WrestleMania.
Right.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Like I don't stay awake for the Oscars.
No.
I don't stay awake for the Grammys.
No. And that's what I appreciate you and your schedule is that you are not easily manipulated by things to break schedule. Right? Like your bedtime is your bedtime. There's very few things that will get you to skip bedtime.
So you don't have FOMO.
No. I'll just read about everything the next day online.
Enough. That's what everybody else does anyway.
You know what I mean? But not that Super Bowl. Yo,
no.
Go.
Go team.
Go team.
Go team. Go Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's back, y'all. Guess what? The Bucks
are going to the Super Bowl. Yes.
He's going to get that ring and then retire.
And they're going to be playing against the...
Most likely. The Buccaneers this year, but you didn't think I knew Buccaneers.
Right? But they'll face off against the...
Most likely will take on
the
Rams.
Rams from...
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Yes.
Interesting.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Right?
Okay.
Thank you, Maury.
Okay,
see?
Cool. There we go.
Yo. Rams out. Ooh. That's a cheer.
Okay.
All right. What else we got, Deepa?
Yeah.
So for this one, I actually sent all of you an email because Christy wrote in and she sent me this note that says, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, the toughest tongue twister is, and I sent you guys the tongue twister, and she wants all of us to try it to see how well we can get through it.
I think we've done this before.
We have, and this is a classic tongue twister. Now, Deepa, I don't know if you've ever been on the show or in the room when Dammit Maury has attempted tongue twisters before.
No.
But we will always start with Dammit Maury because there's a chance we may not get past Dammit Maury. Okay, so here we go. So Deepa, if you would like to say it slowly out loud for people, and then we'll have Maury try.
Okay, cool. So the tongue twister is the sixth sick shakes sixth sheep's sick. End.
I like how you say shake instead of chic.
I was going to say chic.
Yeah, I read that as chic.
My bad. It is
people, some people do say shake, right?
I did not know
that. Yeah, some people do say shake. But let's say, so the sixth sick sheiks, sixth sheeps sick. Yeah. That's correct, Deepa?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Damn it, Maury, anytime you're ready.
Okay, here we go. The six sick sheep, the six
No, he was not sick from that.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay. The six sheep, six ships sheep, the six sheep.
Oh.
The six sheep, six sheep sick. The six sheep sick.
Okay, pause for one second. So, at any point during... Maury's going to start again, okay? When either myself or Mocha says switch, Maury, you stop, and Deepa, you pick it up.
Oh, crap. Okay?
Okay.
Switch. Cool.
Okay, as soon as one of us says switch, and it has to be fast. That's the purpose of tongue twisters. Cool. Okay, Maury, 3, 2, 1, go.
The six, six, sheep, ship, sheep, sick. The six, sheep, ship, sheep, sick.
Switch.
The six, six, sheep, sick. The six, six, shake, six, sheep, sick. The six, six,
switch.
The six, sheep, 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 sick. The six, six, sheep, six,
switch.
The six, six, sheep, six, sheep, sick. The six, six, six,
switch.
The six, six, sheep, sick, sheep. The six, six, sheep.
The six, shake, six, shake, six, six,
switch.
The six, shake, 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 shake,
switch.
The six, 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 shake, shake, shake.
The six, shake, six, shake, shake, shake.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Perfect. Couldn't have gone better.
Yo, thank you for all of your DMs. Keep coming in. Anything you send to us goes to Deepa as well, and we talk about them on the radio.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
All right, Deepa. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to it. We got a lot of DMs to get through today.
Deepa, what do we got in the DMs today? What are people wanting to know?
I have a very, very, very strange would you rather question. So Casey wrote in and was like, would you rather vomit on your hero or have your hero vomit on you?
That's so gross. Also, neither. Disgusting.
Let's start with Maury.
I'd rather vomit.
Wait, who is your hero, first of all?
Oh, my God. Well, I have several, but I would have to say... Okay, come back to me.
No, we're starting with
you. But you just said you had several.
Yeah. Who's your hero?
My hero's my dad.
Okay, so let's say Frank, because I knew you were going to say your dad. Okay,
then why'd you make me wait?
Why did you make us wait? Okay, so the question again, Deepa, was?
Would you rather vomit on your hero or have your hero vomit on you?
Okay, Maury, go ahead.
I'd rather vomit on Frank Sherman.
Okay, then rather have...
him vomit on me.
Okay,
why? Because then I could just, like, walk away and he could go take a shower. I don't want vomit on me.
So you would rather vomit on your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
that's so gross.
That's so gross.
Because, oh.
Yeah.
I probably did when I was a kid.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So when you say, like, is this something that is deliberate, or are we talking, like, if an accident happened, you guys are both at a sketchy buffet and you both got food poisoning and then one person just happened to vomit on the other person, or are we saying that this is something that is set up where there's a chair in the middle of the room and somebody's about to get vomited on?
Yeah.
Who's it going to be?
Yeah. That's so gross.
Right? Like,
I feel like in this situation, it's like your first option, like food poisoning, and you just happen to be in the same room.
Okay, then that's different.
I think the scenario has to be like in the Saw movie, right? Where two people are sitting there facing each other.
Right.
I don't think it could be like you guys are out in the world and like all of a sudden somebody gets sick.
No.
This is a deliberate thing where you and your hero are sitting there or standing there face to face, somebody has to puke.
You guys have to decide amongst yourselves.
It's
I agree.
It's so much better to just vomit on them.
I agree. I'm with you more.
Yeah.
Like, why would I say, no, they're my hero, let them vomit on me?
Okay, so this is my answer.
Yeah,
because my father is also my hero.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
My dad, Vern. And I would rather have him vomit on me than for me to throw up on him.
You would.
Because I know after throwing up, he would feel better because whatever it was that's making him feel sick,
Right.
At least he wasn't feeling that way anymore. He feels a little bit of relief. And then I would be the one to receive the vomit and then be able to clean up after.
No, but it's not.
And I wouldn't
serious.
Feel. Nice.
And I wouldn't feel. Okay. I wouldn't feel yeah. anyways about it.
Okay. Okay.
After.
What was that? Was that Maury?
No, it's not sickness. You're both in the room, saw like. There's yes. no. Not. He's not feeling better.
Doesn't
no.
matter. Doesn't matter. I would okay. rather him throw up on
even,
me.
Even induced, right?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Cool. Adipa.
Everyone's like, oh, my mom, my dad's my hero. Although that might be true. I'd have to go with Bollywood actor Shah Rukh Khan.
Yeah.
I would like to vomit on him because
yeah, because
I feel like that would make me stand out and I'd be more memorable because he'd probably meet so many people and then he would just be like, oh my God, that girl Deepa, like, you know, she vomited on me and it wasn't that bad, so
don't you think that it would form a stronger bond if he had the guilt of having vomited on you? Mm-hmm. Like, don't you think that he'd be like, oh my God, that's that poor girl I vomited on?
But maybe he's done that to like other poor girls.
You think that he does this frequently? He's a vomiter. This is his thing.
Maybe he has nerves.
Interesting.
And yeah, so I
how
would...
many stories have you read, though, that this man vomits on girls?
Yeah, okay.
Well, zero, but this is my own theory.
Shem, real quick.
For me, my 93-year-old grandmother is yeah. definitely my hero, and I'm not throwing up on my grandmother.
So you would let your grandmother throw up on you?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. cool.
If you asked yeah. Granny, would she say, no, vomit on me?
My grandmother? No, yeah. she of course she would, because she's sweet.
Right.
But okay. I would never do that.
Do you have a hero, Roz?
First of all, you guys are all perverts. I am not answering a question or having a discussion about vomiting on loved ones. Okay?
Okay, so who's your hero?
No, I don't have one.
And would you vomit? No. Man, come on, dog.
Roz's hero is himself.
No, wasn't your dad your hero?
Yeah. But my dad's dead more, so I don't know. I guess...
Don't go down that road. You know, Maury, like, come on, man. Disrespectful, bro. Now you're making it awkward for everyone.
Kind of makes it easier.
Because I'm thinking, like, everyone's thinking right now the way, and we don't want you to say it.
Yeah.
Because it's just going to get even more uncomfortable. Thank you, damn it, Maury.
Yeah.
No, what were you going to say?
Yeah.
No.
End of the
No, I think that if given the choice, let's say it's me and my, let's say, brother, right? Who do I feel worse for in that situation? The person who is vomited on or the person who does the vomiting, right? And I know for me, like, if given that it was me and my brother, like, we have the type of relationship where if we decided between the two of us,
yeah,
okay, sitting in a room, only way out, one of us has to get vomited on.
Yeah.
If he said, it's okay, little brother, you can vomit on me. Like, if we've already decided that,
yeah,
knowing the relationship that we have,
uh-huh,
I would make damn sure some of it went in his mouth.
Yeah!
You know what I mean?
Oh,
because
that's so gross.
Because that's what brothers do.
Disgusting.
You know what? Thank you for all of your DMs. This has been the grossest one we've ever talked about on the show. Yes. Keep your DMs coming in. Anything that you send to us goes to Deepa.
Mm-hmm.
No more vomit questions, please.
Maury almost just threw up right now.
Yeah, I think we're all almost going to throw up right now.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
What? Do what?
What was it that you said?
Just say there ain't no gas
Everyone's
in it.
Someone's grunting in here.
Say there ain't no gas in it.
No, you say the line first, Roz.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no gas in it.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no gas in it. That wasn't very good.
All right. Well,
some people call it a sling blade. Some people call it a Kaiser blade.
You ever seen Sling Blade?
Nope.
No? Oh,
don't
never mind.
Even know what that is.
Billy Bob Thornton. Great movie.
Can you say that line, Deepa, real quick?
So say there ain't no gas in it.
There ain't no gas. Hold
on. Jesus, man.
We got to do the other thing.
No, I know, but now I got to find Sling Blade example.
We're sidetracked.
Deepa sounds like Ruth from Ozark.
Oh, yeah, you totally do.
Okay, here, turn my computer up for a second.
Yeah, go.
Okay, here, listen.
Carl, see if you can figure out what's wrong with this thing. It won't crank up and everything seems to be put together, right?
Okay, here we
Until
go.
I see.
Ready?
Okay,
listen.
Come back by. Don't worry about your boy now.
Listen.
You're doing good.
It ain't got no gas in it.
Okay?
It ain't got no gas in it.
Okay, right. You may do the worst Sling Blade I've ever heard. Okay?
All right,
the worst.
Deepa, what do we got the DMs
okay.
today?
Okay, time for like
we're the
what?
Only people on the radio in the entire world talking about Sling Blade right now.
Can I get to the first question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This first one comes from Shaquille. Shaquille sent me a screenshot of like Uber Facts. It's something that like, you know, they just post facts about things.
Yeah.
So they said the average man spends 7 hours hiding in the bathroom for peace and quiet, according to a 2018 survey. Hmm. Rookie numbers compared to Roz, huh, Deepa?
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
rookie numbers.
Thank you.
Beat that.
Thank you. Men. However, I will say this. I reject the phrasing of that statistic because I don't go in to hide, right? Mm. I'm not hiding for anybody because because realistically, my family comes in and out while I'm in there.
Sure.
Okay?
It's just like a regular room. It any is, other room in the house.
It's just, it's like we have the living room, we have the office, we have the kitchen island, we have the kitchen table, and I have the toilet. These are all places I choose to sit and spend time in throughout the day. Right?
Yeah.
So, and I don't lock the door. The girls come in. They need something. They come in. Catherine, if she's got to leave, whips the door open, leans over, kisses me on the forehead,
yeah.
And then closes the door again and walks out. Right? Yeah. But I spend, those are rookie numbers compared to me. Those, yeah. Like, rookie, Saturday alone. Uh-huh. Saturday, I got up at, it was probably about 6 a.m. And I went straight into the bathroom. And then I left the bathroom, went and made a pot of coffee, stood in the kitchen, waited for the coffee to brew, poured a pot of coffee, went back into the bathroom, sat there until Roxy got up, which was probably around, I'm going to say, like 7:40.
What?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Bro, that's like movie length.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay, here's a question.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You went to the bathroom, you sat down,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Did you flush, get up, go make your coffee?
Yep.
Fill the coffee
yep.
cup, come back, sit down to a fresh toilet.
Yep. So, and I didn't even mess it.
Yeah. Oh.
After that.
Afterwards?
No.
So it's just as if you went to sit on the couch?
That's what yeah. I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I don't get that.
It's like, just another place to sit.
But when you went to sit just to sit.
Yes.
Like pants down, sitting on the toilet seat. Just in case something were to happen?
Exactly. Accidents happen, so pants always down. Also,
oh
also,
my
also,
God.
Also, it's weird to sit on a toilet with your pants up. Like, like I don't know what you're expecting to have happen. But
I don't know,
like,
but you already use the toilet. Then you go and make a fresh cup of coffee yes. And then go and sit back down?
Yeah, that's my happy place.
Your favorite.
It's my favorite.
Okay, relaxation. What else we got, Diva?
Whatever you say. Oh, I love this one.
Yeah.
This comes from someone named Designer Diva. They say, there's a new show on Netflix. I wonder if Roz would watch it. The title is Life After Death with Tyler Henry. He's a medium with 300,000 people on his wait list. He can connect to the dead and have visions. This is probably the most proof Roz would need to believe in ghosts.
He's also one of the cutest guys I've ever seen.
He's very cute.
So wait a second. Yeah. Your proof that somebody can talk to the dead is that somebody claims they can talk to the dead?
Well, it sounds dumb, but like when you watch the show, I'm like, you have to watch the show because
he's very good.
He is. This guy, like, I don't know how he's pulling like names, pulling dates and times from like people's past, and they're sitting there looking all confused. Mm-hmm. And I think that people do have a sense, right? That maybe they are able to like channel or connect with things that we can't see. So I feel like he's in that boat.
When you go to a magic show, right? Mm-hmm. And you go in there just wanting to be amazed. You go in there wanting to be blown away. That's why you're there. And when the magician is like scanning the audience and all of this other stuff, and he picks 9 people out and has these 9 people doing all of these different things. And at the end of it, your mind is seriously blown. And it's probably even emotional. But the one thing that you don't want to know is you don't want to know how the trick was done. Because guaranteed, okay, I don't know, I don't be the one to tell you this. If nobody's ever told you this in your life, there is no such thing as magic. So you go in there knowing, okay, that it's a trick, but you enjoy the idea of believing that it's real.
Because then you start trying to figure out how it was done, because you know you're being
tricked. Life is better when you think that magic exists. Mm-hmm. Life is better for people when they think that there's somebody out there who can talk to their dead grandfather. People much prefer to live life.
I do talk
nobody,
to my dead grandfather.
Nobody wants to know the trick. And believe me, the show on Netflix, it's magic.
Okay, but what about when I'm in the shower and I ask Papa to book a guest and then that guest is booked?
And then you come in the next morning and make all the phone calls and do all the hard work and book the person?
Yeah, but he helps connect them.
Does he really? Yeah.
Whatever you got to say, tell yourself.
Listen, I'm happy.
I can't get behind that.
Maury's Papa has done some incredible work for this show over the years. Thank you, Maury's Papa.
And thank you for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in. We talk about them every day.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
Deepa is here, and what we do every single day is go through the DMs that you send in to us.
What do we got in the DMs today, Deepa? What does everybody want to know?
Okay, very interesting question. I think this can get a little bit dicey. So Lynn wrote in and said, please ask the boys if there is one thing that they would change about each other, and if there is, what would it be?
Let's start with you, Damon Maury. I'm sure you got a
list. I don't understand the question.
Like, change what? Like, physically or, like, personality?
I think
or...
it could be anything. Like, if you have...
Like, I would like, make Roz gay.
Wow. Friendly reminder, Maury, you are married.
You're married.
Yeah. Also, still not in the book. Okay, this is going to keep going on and on and on. If I could change anything, there's nothing at all about Mocha that I would change. No, there is something about Mocha that I would change.
Hit me.
Absolutely something about you that I would change. Okay. Is I would change... where you live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, because I think that I know we don't hang out at all. Mm. We really don't. And I know that people don't believe that, but now I think that for you and I, the excuse that we live so far apart is the reason.
Uh-huh.
And that's becoming not nearly good enough for Catherine.
Oh, really?
Because now she wants to start traveling far to go and see you.
Oh. And
and
you don't
want to
get in the car.
And I don't want to get in the car.
Ross,
so,
I live 3 minutes from you.
Yeah, again, Maury, still not in the book.
you know how much it would drive Maury nuts if Jen and I bought a house, like, on your street?
Maury would go broke trying to buy in the neighborhood, right? Like, he would absolutely go broke. No, but there's really nothing I would change. And I don't even know if there's anything that I would change about you, Maury.
That's a load of crap.
Well, no, I mean, God, like, but what if whatever you changed, you just wouldn't be you anymore? I think that I would dial down your sensitivity maybe just a bit.
Oh, yeah, facts.
You know what I mean?
I pay a lot of people a lot of money to say the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So maybe I would find you a new doctor is what I would do then. I would dial your sensitivity down just a little bit because I think sometimes it gets in your way.
What about Shem?
Shem.
Oh, I make Shem sleep more.
Oh, thanks, man.
Oh.
Shem right now averages, is it 2 hours a night?
About an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah. Oh, man, you can't function that way.
God. I would make Shem snack more because it's like, it's not fair when he doesn't snack.
Fair enough.
Snack.
That's a good one, Maury. That's a good one.
Wait, but I saw you guys today sharing some snacks in there.
I forced him to.
Oh. Shem, is he fattening you up in there? What's going on? This is like, you guys are alone in one room. This is like starting to look like a horror movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what is Maury going to do with that body once you're all plump?
And for the record, you said horror, right?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Shem and I are like the best roommates ever.
I think if I were to change, the only thing I could think of that I would change for you, Ross.
Yeah.
And I know you're a busy guy, which is why this doesn't, or why it happens the way it does, but replying to a text a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it'll be hours, sometimes days.
Yeah.
But sometimes you're a busy guy. And that's it.
Well, because this is the problem with the group chat, right? Is if I dip into the group chat and there's a conversation going on and everybody else in the group chat is just taking care of it, I'm like, what do you need me for?
Facts.
I would make Ross.
Like, you guys are, our group chat is efficient. Right? And then I put
Thanks
my phone down. And then I put my phone down because you don't need me in that.
What do you say, Maury?
I said I would change. Ross would no longer have a driver's license.
Oh, so you could drive me to work again every day.
Deepa, here's the thing. I actually miss driving him in. Because it was like 10 minutes where I had the undivided attention of him.
Yeah.
And it was like...
But you guys didn't really talk. You just listened to
we did.
No, but
it
was fun. It was two guys out on the town.
What?
Yeah.
Going to work.
Or two guys or two guys carpooling to work.
Yes. Right? That's what it is.
Yeah.
What else we got, Deepa?
Two guys out on the town.
Yeah.
8 minutes later, we're at
work. Yeah. Oh, Christine wrote in and said, Deepa, does Ross know that he has a net worth of $12 million?
Do I?
This changes all the time.
$12 million.
What was the one
Somebody said 12 or 1.2.
There's a lot of discrepancies about what I'm worth on the internet. Mm-hmm. It's wild to me to read it.
But that's going to change now that you have a book.
Yeah. Is it going to change in the internet world? Or is it going to change in the real world? The internet world is wild out there.
Sure.
Right? It's a wild place.
It's like Minecraft.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's people that have pictures of my feet on a website on the internet.
WikiFeet.
Mm. Thank you, Maury, for saying the name of the site again.
Maury's got a bookmark.
Yes.
Deepa, check it out.
I don't want to. No,
thank you, Deepa. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
What other famous feet are on that website, Maury?
Oh, no. You could search Channing Tatum, Brad Pitt, Roz Weston.
So quick.
I know.
Wait, I have a question, though. How do they get a picture of your feet? Do you send it in, or
do I send it in
to WikiFeet?
Because there are pictures on WikiFeet, Deepa, yeah, that I've never seen of Roz before, and I think I've seen all the pictures.
Yeah, this is getting super weird.
And
this is at the point of the DM deep dive where we thank everyone for submitting your deep dives into us, your DMs. Yep. We appreciate it, and we'll do this again. Thank you very much, Deepa.
You're welcome.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
We love all the DMs that you are sending in to us. Keep them coming in. Whatever you send to us, it ends up in Deepa's hands as well. Hello, Deepa.
Deepa,
hello.
What do we have in the DMs today?
We have a very cute one that came from Kate. Kate says, hi, I forgot to share that while I'm driving to work and I'm listening to the Friday mix with Roz Mocha and DJ Climax, Mocha made a comment about saying that it's a party in here, I could flip a table. And then my 4-year-old Nelly goes, Mocha, it's a party in this car. This car is going to flip.
Oh, my God.
I don't think they understood.
Yeah, no. You don't want me saying that kind of stuff, kid.
No. Also, monitor what your children are listening to.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. That's the best part. For me, it's always whenever we get those videos on Fridays during the Raza Mocha Mix, it's always the ones that I just love are the ones where people just film their kids partying in the backseat of a car.
Yeah.
Those are always the best videos. Those are and I don't think people know when they send them to us or tag us in them or whatever it is. Those are the videos that change your day.
Oh, completely.
Right? They really do. Yeah. They really do.
Very nice. What else we got, Deepa?
This one comes from Sharon. Sharon says, this is for Roz. Mm. So apparently 79% of people don't know the opposite words for the following. So I'm going to give you a word. And then you have to give me the opposite of it.
Is this because of Matchy Matchy? That's why they wrote
this? I feel like it is.
We're done with that game, though, people.
Well, too bad. You got to still do this.
Okay. All right.
All right. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. First word is always.
Always. Never.
I also don't have the answers, but I assume that's right.
Bruh. She didn't have the answers?
You should.
No, she just said
the words.
Wait a
second. We're doing a quiz where you don't have the answers?
Well, that sounds right. I'm going to.
Sounds right.
Yeah, always, never. Okay, that does sound correct, in my opinion.
Okay.
All right.
So I have a funny feeling I'm going to be right about all of these.
We'll see.
Oh, yes. Don't you worry. Okay. Yeah.
This part is one massive facepalm emoji.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Word number two is coming.
Going.
Okay.
Check it on the list. Is that the right answer? You don't know.
That's right.
Sure.
Number three. From.
From? What do you mean from?
Well, that's the word, from.
To.
Crap.
People was not prepared. You prepared for everything else except for this.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next one is take.
Give.
Okay. Me.
You.
Down.
Up.
So I guess you're not part of the 79% of people who can't
get
the
opposite. But you don't know if those are right or wrong.
If they're right or wrong. I could have got them all wrong.
I'm going to be honest in my expert opinion as an opposite-y words.
Sounds official. Okay.
Yeah, whatever the rest of that is. I feel like you passed and you feel. Your answer is
Okay. Deepa feels like I passed that test.
Yeah.
All right, Deepa, we got time for one more.
I will take that win.
Yeah, take it. It's important.
Because the thing with Matchy Matchy, if it was opposites, opposites, okay, yes. then I would have known. I would have been looking for opposite, opposite, opposite.
Sure.
But Matchy Matchy was literally the first word that came to your head.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And that's the difference right there.
But I think a lot of people, when they played,
always
automatically
go.
They go opposite.
They do. Right? Mm-hmm. They do. Yes.
All right, Deepa, one more.
This one comes from Raphael. Hey, mm-hmm. Deepa, question for you. Why haven't you tried Dammit Maury's famous mac and cheese yet? What is famous about this? I know you guys have talked about this and I've heard it in passing, but I don't know
now, a lot about it. Before you say anything, Dammit Maury, what do you know of the mac and cheese? Deepa?
Me?
Deepa, yeah.
Nothing?
Nothing? Oh, my God.
I just heard you guys talk about it, but I don't know
what
it
involves. But what do
you
remember us saying about it?
I think it was gross or like...
I will never...
It's subjective.
Deepa, Maury's mac and cheese is so good. And you would...
Yeah.
You would not think that Dammit Maury...
Mocha's had it 3 times now on the show.
Oh,
true.
Shem's you would
had
not
it.
Think...
Yep, Shem's
oh,
had it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you would not think that Maury's like a culinary genius. No offense. But when it comes to his mac and cheese...
Mm-hmm. It's all he's got.
Maury, can you make your famous mac and cheese and bring it in for Deepa?
It would be so cool of me to do so.
All you have to do is say yes. Bro, you just gotta take as many words as possible.
Yeah, like what?
Together, huh?
Just yes.
You know what? I cannot wait for the transcriptions of this show. It would be so cool of me to do so, snort.
Don't worry, Deepa. Dammit Maury is gonna make the mac and cheese,
yes.
And we're gonna bring it in for you. Okay.
Yes.
And everyone else, keep those DMs coming in. We read them on the radio every single day. Anything you send to us makes its way over to Deepa as well. Transcription for that part again is another snort.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.